You're listening to the MoneyWeb Now podcast series with Simon Brown. Live streamed every weekday at 6:30 a.m.
It's Friday, 30 July. I'm Simon Brown, coming at you live and loud from the MoneyWeb Global Headquarters in Johannesburg, South Africa. On the show today, chatting markets, Chantal Marks, chatting results with Arsenal Mittal South Africa, and then Bruce Williamson talking the PGM. And he's saying, you know what, there's still a lot to happen here. Don't get too excited. It's only going to get better. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial service provider. Morning headlines from CNBC. US GDP rose 6.5% in the second quarter, quarter on quarter, well below expectations, which was for 8.4%. But the US economy is now back to pre-COVID levels. That is a biggie. Business day, Transnet ports still clogged after a crippling cyber attack. Most of the ports are now going back to a paper-based system. So ships are coming and going, but paper, a little bit slow. So there certainly is a backlog building. Morning markets, US was green. S&P up 0.4%, NASDAQ up 0.2%. Asia is red, Sydney off 0.1%, and Tokyo down 1.3%. Commodities, strong overnight. Gold, very strong, $1,833 an ounce. Rand picked up 19 cents yesterday, 14.57. Top 40 opening call, 590 points down, which is about 0.9%. That as 10 cent trades off 3.9%.
MoneyWeb Now on the money. Also available on podcast.
Chatting now with Chantal Marks, Head Research FNB Wealth and Investment. Chantal, morning. Appreciate the early morning time. We've seen the miners coming out this week with results, with updates, particularly the PGM, but Anglo, which obviously is a whole lot more. We saw Kumba, which is iron ore. The miners generally, for you, is it a buy, a sell, or a hold? Are you taking the view that this is it, we've hit the top, take the money and run, or is there still actually some potential here? And to focus, who've missed it, should they be jumping on the bus?
So, Simon, I have two words. It's complicated. Because there definitely has been a really nice upturn in the sector. Margins are quite high and very fat, actually, mm-hmm. Especially because prices have been very supportive and costs have actually been pretty well contained. You'll remember about 5 years ago, a lot of these companies were almost bankrupt.
Yeah.
And what they did in response was really slim down their operating cost structure. So a lot of these companies are operating at lower costs than they were 5, 6, 7 years ago. I think that the sectors run hard. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I picked up in Impala's update yesterday was that it said that cost inflation is starting to kind of creep in to the mm-hmm. unit cost mm-hmm. price. And I do think that that's something to watch quite carefully, because that could start squeezing margins a little bit, which could result in some of the growth forecasts out there coming down. That said, valuations still look quite compelling. Mm-hmm. So it's complicated. I think I would probably take some money off the table, but I won't divest from the sector completely.
Okay, take a bit off, but keep some exposure there. So is it any less complicated if I ask you buy, sell, hold on Prosus or Naspers, or does this just actually hurt the brain even more?
No, it hurts the brain significantly less. Ah. It's a lot less complicated. Well, at least in my mind.
Yes, yes.
So I think that the movements that we've seen over the last 6 to 8 months in Tencent have been quite unfair and already reflects quite a substantial amount of forecast risk and regulatory risk mm-hmm. within that price. The moves over the last week have just been ridiculous. It's moves in response to regulatory action in a sector that really actually, from what I'm reading, deserved it. Mm-hmm. 5-year-olds spending nights being tutored online, just so expensive for parents.
Yeah.
It was just getting out of hand. Obviously, the action taken has completely destroyed the business model in online education in China. But that doesn't mean that the Chinese government has the intent of destroying every single business model, because it's not in their best interest. So my thinking is Tencent looks very cheap currently. And by extension, so does Naspers and Prosus.
Okay, and I take your point on that, that it was particularly targeted. And let's also be clear, I mean, these stocks are back at, you know, where they were, 15, 16, 17 months ago. It's not like they've collapsed to multi-decade lows. You've just given up a year or so of those profits. Chantal Marx, Head Research, FMB, Wealth and Investment. Appreciate the early morning time.
MoneyWeb now, on the money.
Celebrate with MoneyWeb this August for our 23rd birthday. You could win a two-night stay for two at any Soho Sun Hotel in South Africa in a lucky draw for our Insider Gold subscribers only. All you have to do is sign up before 17 August to become a subscriber. For just R63 a month, MoneyWeb's Insider Gold subscription offers you exclusive high-end financial tools and data to help you make better investment decisions. Go to moneyweb.co.za and click on Competition for more details.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement, and others to create wealth for the next generation. At Stanlib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com or speak to your financial advisor. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.
MoneyWeb now, on the money. Also available on podcast.
I'm chatting with Kobus Suster, CEO, ArcelorMittal South Africa. They had results out for the 6 months ending June. A lot of good data in here. Free cash flow, almost $1 billion. Business transformation program savings, just over $1 billion. And a headline profit, $2.482 billion from a loss of $2.6 billion in the previous period. Kobus, appreciate the time today. Certainly, the recovery in the global steel market started second half of 2020, accelerated to this calendar year, and ArcelorMittal South Africa significantly seeing the benefit.
Yes, obviously. As you rightly say, the strong recovery that we saw at the end of last year, that is continuing to an extent accelerate throughout 2021. And that's both from a volume as well as a price perspective. So obviously that enabled us to increase our revenue by 54% as a result of a 10% volume increase, but also a 42% price improvement.
And you've managed to keep a lid on costs. I want to touch on your sort of business transformation program. But even that aside, as you say, revenue is doing very strong. Costs pretty much in line.
Yes, I think our cost, we have had additional expenses. Obviously, if you want to start chasing volumes, you allow a bit more maintenance. So that we've done. We also have a bit of an overspend in terms of ensuring that we, from a COVID perspective, so we have additional manpower to cover that risk. And then obviously, in terms of rail, Transnet, we have a more internal cost as a result of that. But all manageable, a lot of this non-reoccurring. But you're right, the overall program and fixed cost reduction as well as footprint reduction over the past 2-3 is obviously assisting us.
Yeah, this is a program you've been doing since 2018, and it's reaped massive rewards, your business transformation program. Is that now pretty much concluded, or have you got ArcelorMittal SA into a place for the future?
I think from a cost competitive perspective internationally, we are in much better shape. But the program will continue. You know, in a commodity business, you have to continuously revisit your cost. Mm-hmm. So this will change. We have to look at our logistical cost, both from a reliability but a cost perspective. We have to find ways to counter the increases in electricity cost through cogeneration and other alternatives. No, so the program will continue, and we sometimes just loop back and start all over again.
No, I hear you on that. You mentioned cogeneration. The president announced a 100 megawatt, hasn't been gazetted yet. Would that be significant for you? I'm imagining in the steel process, and obviously you were a massive power user. Will you be able to make use of the 100 megawatt limit, and will it be of significant benefit?
Yeah, no, definitely it will. I think in addition to that, we have other energy initiatives from a cogeneration perspective, using our own gases and stuff, the projects that's underway. And in terms of cogen, yeah, we actually will go out on inquiry very soon to test the market for alternatives there.
Globally, we're seeing economic stimulus packages. We're seeing it in South Africa. We're seeing mining benefit. We're seeing manufacturing infrastructure. South Africa, it's automotive at the same time. Are you able to meet supply for South African steel demand as it sits and as it might pick up in the months and year ahead?
Yeah, I think in the immediate short term, obviously well aware we had some startup issues. But where we are at the moment, our monthly production is pretty much aligned with the apparent steel consumption in South Africa. If you look at stock levels, you know, versus 6 months ago, our steel stocks is 100,000 tons more. So the supply chain, I think, is starting to get a bit more healthier. Mm-hmm. And we're also starting to experience customers a bit of pushback on taking their full volumes and stuff. So I'm more concerned that the real demand is healthy going forward than pure supply. If you look from supply longer term, you know, if we include Saldanha capacity, we have a 6.5 million ton capacity. The apparent steel consumption in South Africa is about 4.6 million tons. Mm-hmm. We're not the only producer. There's a million ton produced by other people as well. So jointly, we should be able to service the SA market, plus growth in the SA market, plus Africa overland, the SADC region, adequately.
Last question, debt, which had been a concern. I mean, debt has come down fairly markedly. Are your debt levels now at levels where you're comfortable with where they sit?
No, in a cyclical business like ours, personally, I believe we'll have a zero net debt.
No, I take you on that. In a cyclical business, in the boom times, get rid of the debt because the tough times will return. We'll leave it there. Kobus Verster, CEO, ArcelorMittal South Africa, talking results to year end June.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement and others to create wealth for the next generation. At Stanlib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com or speak to your financial advisor. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.
MoneyWeb now on the money.
Chatting now with Bruce Williamson, CIO at Integral Asset Management. Bruce, appreciate the early morning time. You had a note out earlier this week on PGMs generally and the industry and sort of prepping for this. And the note you sent me is there's been a fundamental shift that's putting pressure on in terms of the global auto industry and the usage of the PGMs, rhodium, platinum, palladium, and how that demand has moved away from what's practically coming out of the ground or for recycling. And this creates an imbalance and is putting pricing pressure.
Yeah, hi, good morning, Simon, and good morning to the listeners. Absolutely, there's this imbalance that has developed, but it's taken many, many years to sort of unwind. You can go back as far as 2005. And you know, in days gone by, the mining companies urged the auto industry to sort of pay attention to the splits that were in the ground. And I mean, typically, if you look at South Africa as a major supplier and Russia, about 40% of the three PGMs is platinum, about 53 is palladium, and about 5.6% is rhodium. And I'll be specific with the with a decimal.
Yeah.
Because when platinum got far too expensive in about 2005 onwards, the autocats and the newcomers into the auto industry started using a lot more palladium. And over the years, they've now started moving far away from what is in the ground. And the cycling repeats what was put into the cars 15, 20 years ago. So what we find today is the auto industry, who dominate palladium and rhodium, they're using about, of what they consume, about 70% of their PGMs is going into palladium and 7.5% into rhodium. And only about 20% goes into platinum. So they've moved completely away from what comes out of the ground. And surprise, surprise, there's a big, big imbalance.
And that then says, I mean, to the point, and I was just chatting with Chantal Marks earlier in the show around the brilliant results that we have seen coming out of the PGM miners. This suggests that actually this is not a flash in the pan. I mean, you're talking around this fundamental imbalance, and therefore, I mean, this creates a strong case for the prices, particularly in certain markets, particularly the rhodium, which has fairly collapsed a bit recently. Times and to keep those prices fairly elevated.
Yeah, Simon, I mean, you know, remember that for this to happen, there had to be really, really hard times. I mean, Lonmin shareholders lost their company. Sibanye took it over.
Yeah.
And I mean, they literally, original shareholders came away with nothing. So right the way through from about 2010 to almost to 2018, in rand terms, the six PGMs, and I add them up because others can be important, sat at about 10,000 rand, or it sat at $1,000 down to $600 an ounce. In dollar terms, we rose from $600 per ounce to about $3,700. And in rand terms, we rose from 10,000 to above 50,000 rand per ounce. And you're right. I mean, what has happened is, although in the ground, palladium is, depending on whether you use three PGMs or six, is 7-8%. It now accounts for 50% of the basket of PGMs. And so it is absolutely vital. It's used to control the nitric oxide, the NOxes that come out. And we can't go away from that. Plus, we've got this huge green push and to further decarbonize. So there is nothing they can do. So you ask yourself, well, are they going to stop producing cars because they don't want to pay for a few grams of PGMs?
Yeah.
And so I suspect that prices will stay high. I think they'd run ahead of themselves, but they can stay rather elevated for some time. And then remember, and it's a bit uncertain, is Russia being a huge supplier and the biggest supplier of palladium, the permafrost has been thawing now for a number of years, and the Norilsk operation has had three big incidents which are due to permafrost thawing. Now, we might see further problems around that issue.
Yeah, okay, I take your point, and I like the point you went to there. The electric vehicle manufacturers are not moving away from PGMs, and even when we start seeing electric vehicles over the decades ahead, that green energy demand will pick it up. Bruce Williamson, CIO, Integral Asset Management, appreciate the early morning time. Our poll we're asking you today on our Twitter and LinkedIn, and chatting with Bruce there, I mean, we've seen great results and trading updates from the JSE-listed PGM miners. Do you continue to hold, and you think there's more to come? You're taking some profits. Chantal Marks said maybe a bit of profits, or perhaps you just missed it entirely. I think there's more to come, and I think this could be a longer-term cyclical bull market for the PGM miners. Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. That's it for today. A poll yesterday, we were talking about Implat expecting headline earnings of almost 25 Rand, and the share was, what, under 20 just 3 years ago. That was a tweet from Skulk Low. Did you catch the rise? 40% said not me. A quarter of you said yes, and congrats. That was a 10x move. The rest, myself included, would like a time machine, please, if we could go back to 2018. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Remember, we're live every weekday morning on the MoneyWeb website and app, 6:30 a.m. Podcast available just after 7. Huge thanks to my team, Eddie, Cordora, Nicole and Eleanor, to you for listening, my guests for their early morning contribution. My name is Simon Brown. This is MoneyWeb Now. We'll chat again Monday.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb Now podcast, posted every weekday at 7 a.m. on moneyweb.co.za. MoneyWeb Now, on the money.